On this Friday, let's check the weather forecast. We're now joined by Eric Snodgrass. He is from Agrible. I think we've got a lot of ground to cover. Did I hear, and maybe you can confirm this, that this last 12 months has been as wet as we've had?
Yeah, we've got a 125-year record across the country, and that specific 12-month time period, so from May to April, the one we just had from May 18 to April 19, that was the wettest on record. So we're smashing records across the country, and you're right, there's so much we could talk about weather. I don't think your show is over an hour, is it? We could just keep going with all the craziness that's going on.
Yeah, this part of it isn't. Where did the most recent rainfall hit?
Yeah, well, we've been soaked everywhere from the Texas to Louisiana coast all the way up through the Midwest, through the Central Plains, and even over to the Eastern Corn Belt. There are places in Kansas that have received over 10 inches of rain in the last 4 or 5 days. I heard this morning that some of the public schools in Houston are shut down on flooding. I mean, we've just got places that have been absolutely drenched. And in addition to that, quite a bit of severe weather across the South with this most recent system. You know, I was a bit surprised. If you would have asked me 2 days ago how much rain we should expect in kind of East Central Illinois out of that previous system, I would have said we could have gotten anywhere from a half to 3/4 of an inch. I checked my gauge the next morning after that storm came through, and I had 1.8 at my house in Mahomet. So this rain has been extremely problematic, and it's kicking the can down the road for when people are going to get into the fields. It's always well next week, and we're pretty deep into the time where we should have had a lot of this crop planted. So the rain has been a problem, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, what about next week?
Well, the thing was, we talked about this last week, we saw this drier time period settling in for parts of the Western Corn Belt and parts of the Central Corn Belt. I put Illinois kind of in the central part of the Corn Belt. And we saw this coming, and we said, hey, it's going to be a little bit of a drier time period, but it's dry compared to average. And we're right now at one of the wettest time periods of the year, just climatologically. So what's going on here is we've got a system that's coming up over the weekend. It's going to be here across the southern half of Illinois by tomorrow, midday tomorrow. So what we're looking like a drier time period, we got to deal with some rain tomorrow. And then there's actually two chances of getting rain next week across Illinois, actually across the whole of the Corn Belt. So it's dry compared to climate, but it's still any little bit of rain pushes us out of the fields even farther. So this is this little pattern's not shutting down anytime soon.
Any chance the pattern will change and be drier by the time we get to the end of the month?
Well, the problem is with the cooler weather that's coming in over the next few days, okay, any drying time periods we have, we're not going to have those high evaporation rates where we've got windy, hot, dry conditions. So it's going to take a while. So yes, if the pattern is going to change, well, unfortunately, it looks like around the 18th of the month, we're going to go back over to that pattern where there's a trough in the southwestern United States and a ridge over the southeast. And that particular pattern is one where the Gulf of Mexico is just, it's tapped and we got moisture coming out of it. And it's just going to go back into a stormy time period for the midsection of the country. And we kind of see that potentially lasting through much of the rest of the month of May. So I'm curious where May will end up in the record books in terms of precipitation, that's for sure.
Let's come back to the present, because it's been really cold, I think, in some of the wheat-growing regions of the nation.
Yeah, we've got frost and freeze warnings out for parts of Nebraska, getting into parts of Kansas. And so we're going to have to watch to see what kind of how cold it gets and what the duration is of the cold weather to see if it does any damage to the wheat. So this will be coming up, it was last night, but then again today and tonight, we're going to have to see how long they spend below freezing, how cold it gets. And by the way, it snowed in Colorado yesterday, not in the mountains. I'm talking about on the plains. I saw some graduation pictures out there where they were doing it all out in the snow. So this has been a tumultuous time period for weather as we talk about spring 2019.
Do we have any new outlooks for the summer months?
Well, we do. So around the beginning of every month, we get all of our new long-range global models that come out. And so they start trickling in after about the 5th of the month. And there's pretty good agreement among the models that we're going to see a cool and wet summer right now for the Midwest. Now, the question is, how accurate are these models, and do they do a great job predicting that far out? And to be honest with you, the answer is no. It's interesting that all of the models are seeing the same thing, and most of that is probably driven by the fact that the Pacific Ocean – is quite warm, both in the central Pacific and just off the west coast. There is a little cool spot there, but it's not large enough to really cause concern. So you look at those things and realize that the models were initialized with that, and you're like, oh, okay, well, of course they're going to say it's going to be a wet summer. But correlation between spring weather and summer weather, here it is, it's 0.03. So when you look at that number, you realize, well, you can't take a look at what happened this spring and try to assume what's going to happen this summer. So I think what we're going to have to do, Todd, is we're just going to have to live for a while in this two-week forecast window where we keep our eyes out that far to kind of see how weather stresses continue to impact 2019.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.
That, of course, is Eric Snodgrass. He is with Agrible. I'm Extension's Todd Gleason.